Alright, we're going to begin at the bottom of Nun Zion Amud Beis. Just as background to the sugya appears also a similar type of, or similar brayto that brought down on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. And therefore, I put together a chart that gives us actually the shitas Rabbi Lezen coming from Mem Aleph and their shitos from here on Nun Ched, and tries to reconcile and give a full picture of the positions of Rabbi Lezer and the positions of the Chachamim. So I handed out the chart, and those of you who don't have the chart can get it off the website. It's found in a Google Groups at SWDAF, and there you can get the chart that gives a full comprehensive view of Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbonah. I will point out that our Gemara here on Nun Ched deviates slightly from these opinions, and I'll point out where it deviates from the total picture that's created on a Mem Aleph and between a Mem Aleph and Nun Ched. Secondly, just as background here, I'll give you the two positions of the Chacham and Rabbi Lezer, which really derive from their core positions in other areas. And that's one is restricted from cutting their beard. According to the Chachamim, the restriction in cutting one's beard is only violated if they cut with a tar, with a razor. Whereas Rabbi Lezer believes that even if you do with other items, if you remove the beard with other items besides the tar, you also violate the Isur, ufa'at kanam lo yigalechu. A second opinion, part of their machlokas or their opinion, deals with Nazir. How does a Nazir violate the Isur of tar lo yavor arosho? According to Rabbi Lezer, you only violate this if you use a tar, if you use a razor. That is like Rabbi Yonatan's position on the Gemara on Lamed Tet, that the violation of tar lo yavor arosho only takes place if you use a tar, and then the assay of kadosh yeh gadol peres arosho just adds another assay. So if you do with a tar, you violate both an assay and a lot assay. Whereas the chachamim hold like Rav Yoshia there on Lamed Tet says that there are two different restrictions. One is tar lo yavor arosho, which is for a tar, a razor, and then there is an assay that restricts you from cutting with any other item. It's a kadosh yeh gadol peres, refers to items besides the tar. Therefore, you're restricted from, Nazir is restricted from cutting his hair, with no matter which item you use. We'll see that their core opinions in these two areas will affect the Gemara today. So now, back to our Gemara here on the Zion Amud Beis at the bottom, it says, Lema Kavas Kol Rosh Tanahi. Here we're discussing when someone removes all the hair of the head, are they still in violation of Lo Takifu Pa'at Roshchem? Are they in violation of removing the corners of the hair, of removing their peyot? So the Gemara suggests, let us say that that is a Machloket Tanayim. Why? Because the Tanur Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. Braisa says, Rosho is the word found by the Pasuk, by a Metzorah. It says, Vayom HaShvi'i Galach Et Kol Se'aro, all of his hair. Then it says, it's Rosho V'et Kano, V'et Kabot Enav. It says over there, first the numerator says he has to cut all of his hair. And then it says, Rosho, Kano, Kabot Enav. Then it goes and enumerates specific items that we use for Klal Prat U'Klal. But the truth is that if it says Et Kol Se'aro, then the words Rosho, Kano, and Kabot Enav are not necessary. So that extra word of Rosho, what do we do with it? So this verse says, Matam alon lefish never lo kutkifu et pat roshchem. It says, you're not allowed to round out the corners of your head. You're not allowed to cut off your peyot. Yachal off Metzorah can. You would think that when a Metzorah comes to cut off his hair, he can't cut his peyot because he'll be in violation. Lo kutkifu pat roshchem. Tam alon Rosho. The word Rosho comes to teach us that even in the face of the lav of lo kutkifu pat roshchem, you still cut the Metzorah's head. We still cut off all the hair of the Metzorah. So you see from this opinion, and we're going to see this in a second in the Gemara, that they believe that Hakavas Kol Rosh Shma Hakafa, that cutting off all your hair still has a violation of Hakavas Kol Rosh, and since it has a violation of Hakavas Kol Rosh, we need a specific pasuk by Metzorah to be Matir, cutting one's head entirely by Metzorah. Whereas the Tanya Yidach, the other Braisa, which is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, so far this Braisa, the first Braisa, the Tanur Rabbanan, was a Braisa that follows the position of the Chachamim, that they learned that Asei Doche Lotase comes from this word Rosho by Mitzorah, because we learned from there that what Rosho teaches us that a Mitzorah overrides the Iser Lav of Lotakipa Patroshchem. On the other hand, with Tanya Yidach, we have the position of Rabbi Eliezer, that is, what is the word Rosho there for? Matam Adomar. Lafish Nemar Gabi Nazir, it says by Nazir, Tar Lo Yavora Rosho. It says that you're not allowed to cut your hair with a razor. And remember, Rabbi Lezer believes Tar Lo Yavora Rosho means only with a razor. Yachol Af Nazir Mitzorah Kain. You would think that a Nazir Mitzorah also then is restricted from cutting their hair. Why? Because now you're faced with a Mitzorah who has a din to cut his hair with a tar, with a razor. How do you know that? Because we have this word Rosho. Rosho comes to teach me that that Mitzorah overrides Nazir. The only reason you need a pasuk to override Nazir is if you're cutting the Mitzorah with a razor. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer knows that a Mitzorah must be cut with a razor. And if he must be cut with a razor, we have a specific pasuk Rosho, which comes to teach me that we override the Isur by Nazir two Isurim. One Isur is the lav of Tar Lo Yavor Erosho, and the second Isur is the Asay of Kadoshi Yegadol Pera. So how do we know that the Asay to cut the Mitzvah's hair overrides both the Asay and the Asay of the Nazir? Tamad Omar Rosho. So now, what do you see from this opinion of Rabbi Lezer? You see that Akavas Rola Rosh sounds like Loshma HaKafa, because he doesn't need a Pasuk to override Akavas Rola Rosh, Loshma HaKafa. And that's exactly what the Gemara is going to say, is there Machlokas over here. My Lav Tanayi is a Machlokas Tanayim. The Mandam Rami Nazir, right, the one who learns it out from Nazir Kasavar Kavat Kol Rosh Loshma HaKafa, Rabbi Lezer, who learns out from the word Rosho, it's talking about a Nazir Mitzorah. That's because he doesn't need the Pasuk to override Lo Takifu Pat Roshchem, because there is no violation of Lo Takifu Pat Roshchem here, because the Kavat Kol Rosh Lo Shma HaKafa. Chiyah Kasav Kor Le Mitzchet Lo Tasei Vasei. And the Pasuk is coming to override the Asei and Lo Tasei that are found by Nazir. Ve'idach Tavar, whereas the Chachamim believe that HaKavat Kol Rosh Shma HaKafa is called HaKavat Rosh Bichi Atakor Le Mitzchet Lav Greda. And therefore you need the Pasuk Rosho to teach me that the Mitzorah overrides the lav of Lo Takifu et Pat Roshchem. So Amar Rava, Rava rejects this as the Kuliyama Kavas Kol Rosh Lo Shma HaKafa. No. Everyone agrees that when you cut off all your hair, that you don't have to worry about your payoff. So that is good for the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. That's why Rabbi Eliezer didn't need the Pasuk by Mitzorah to teach me to override the Lav of Lo Takifu. But why did the Chachamim then need the Pasuk to override the Lav of Lo Takifu? We know that cutting all your hair is not called Hakafa. So that's what he said. The Chiyatak, when the Pasuk comes, Kon Shehikif Ulisov Gileach. That's only if he started cutting his hair and he cut everything off at the same time and cut off the payoff. Just like when you cut in one shot, you're not chayev. The Pasuk comes to teach us that even if you started from the payot and first cut off the payot by the mitzvah and then continue to cut the rest of his hair, he's also not chayev. Meaning that there are two ways to cut one's hair. You can cut the hair off from the center and start moving outward, and therefore you're doing gilach kol rosho. By the time you reach the payot, you now have cut the whole head. Or you can start from the corners and you cut off the payot first, and then you cut the rest of the hair. So the pasuk of Rosho comes to teach me that even in the sense, even in the case where I cut the payot first and then continue to cut the rest of the hair, I will not be in violation of the law of Lo Takifu. The Gemara says, why would I ever do that? Why would I need a pasuk saying, why would I ever do this? Hamarish Lakish, we have the principle of Marish Lakish, Komakom, Shatamasei Velotasei. Whenever I have an assay that is in competition with a Lo Tasei, Imitayachol the Kayem Shnehem Mutav. If I can figure out a way to do both of them, then good. Otherwise, we say the assay should be docha the lot assay. In our case over here, there is a way to accomplish both the assay and the lot assay. What is that? Cut the mitzvah's hair from the center and then cut the payot. And that way, you've accomplished the assay of cutting all the rosh of the mitzvah. You're also not in violation lot tekifu pat roshchem, because hakavas kol rosh losh mahakafa. So why would I go out of my way to start from the payot and be in violation of the lav of Lo Takifu, or have a pasuk Rosho to teach me that I can violate the say to Lo Tasei when it's not necessary? There's a way to get around this without having that problem. So the Gemara says, all right, Elo de Kuliyam HaKafas Kol Rosh Shma HaKafa. Everybody believes that cutting the entire head is called HaKafa. Uman de Mukim Lo de Kuala Mitche Lo Tasei Vasei, Rabbi Eliezer, who learned that this Braisa Rosho has come to teach me by Nazir Mitzorah, comes to override the Asay and Lo Tasei by a Nazir, Lav Greda Minole. Where does he know that an Asay, or plain Asay, is Docha Lo Tasei? So now, what do you mean? Maybe he doesn't hold that a plain Asay is Docha Lo Tasei. So he'll say to me, well, isn't it obvious? That's what the Mefarish says. Isn't it a Kol Shekein? If he believes that an Asay can be Docha the Lo Tasei and Asay of Nazir, then certainly it can be Docha plain Lo Tasei. So what do you mean? Where does he learn it from? So there's two answers. The Mefarish over here says, well, maybe we can't learn anything out of Nazir. We're going to see later on in the Gemara that Nazir may not be able to teach us by other items, because a Nazir, Yeshno B'Sheila, has the ability to be undermined through Ataris Nidarim. And therefore there's a weakness in Nazir which doesn't allow us to learn from Nazir to other areas of the Torah. That's what the Mefarish says. I think the stronger answer is brought by Tosfos on Mem Aleph, right? And also the Tosfos over here mentions it in passing. He also mentions it over here. But the answer that the Tosfos gives on Mem Aleph is that the only reason that Rabbi Eliezer could go ahead and use the word Rosho, the teacher said Doche al Ose Tasei and Asei, is if he somehow knows that Asei Doche Lo Tasei from somewhere else. Because that's a bigger Chiddush. It's a bigger Chiddush to say that an Asei is Doche Lo Tasei and Asei. And the only way we can allow you to give a bigger Chiddush is if you have the basic Chiddush. What's the basic Chiddush? That an Asei is Doche Lo Tasei. So once, if he has the fundamental difference or the fundamental principle that Aseh Dochalot Aseh, then he can take Rosho and make it into Aseh Dochalot Aseh Vaseh. But if he didn't have that fundamental principle of Aseh Dochalot Aseh, then how he would use the word Rosho just for that, because that's the simplest Kiddush that you could learn. And since he doesn't use it for that, must mean that he has it or knows it from somewhere else. Continuing, so based on that, where does Rabbi Elazar learn out that a lav greda that an Aseh is Dochalot Aseh? So it says Vaseh Lav Greda Minoli. Where does he know this? Yolish Migdilim, he learns it out from the Pasuk of Gdilim, Damar Kra. Pasuk says Lo Til Bash Shatneis. It says by a clothing that you're not allowed to wear Temer Pishtim Yachtav. You can't wear wool and linen together. That's Shatneis. And right after that, juxtaposed to that, it says Gdilim Tasedacha, that you make Tzitzis Akarba Konfot Kusutcha Shetachaseba. So there, the Gemara learns from that what, even though in general you can't put on semer and pishtim, you can't put on wool and linen, but when it comes to tzitzit, we allow you to put on wool and linen. So that's how we learned it. Lo tishpesh neiz v'tanya, lo til bashat neiz hagdilin tasselacham him, but you're allowed to make a dealing from them. So therefore, if you wear a pishtan beged, if you wear a linen beged, you're allowed to put on tzitzit on that linen beged. And tzitzit, the ptil techelet, right, the techelet string must be made out of wool, and therefore you definitely will be in violation of shat neiz. And that's what the pasuk teaches us, that even though you'll be in violation of shat neiz, you're allowed to make tzitzit from that. So that's how he learns out, Rabbi Elazar learns out that Aseh is Dochalot Aseh. And once he knows Aseh is Dochalot Aseh, then he'll also know by a Mitzorah that the Aseh of Mitzorah is Docha the Lav of Hakafa. Because here we said that everybody agrees that Hakafa is called Rosh Hashmah Hakafa. So he already knows the principle of Aseh Dochalot Aseh. So he knows that Mitzorah will be Docha Lav Hakafa. And therefore, when he has the extra word Rosho, what does he do with this extra word Rosho? That, he says, is for Nazir Mitzorah to teach me not only is Aseh Dochalot Aseh, and I say it's okay even, and I say, and a lot I say. So, man did not play me Rosho, and the Chachamim who learn out from Rosho, that I say, doche lot I say, my time and no not play me dealing. Why don't they learn it out from the same place that Rabbi Elazar learned out? So, I'm the Chachid the Rabba. They learn like Rabba, who the Ato, the Rabba Rami. Rabba says that the Psukim say, right? So, when it says you have to place the tzitzis, it says, al haknaf. And Rava Darshan's haknaf min haknaf, that you make the tzitzis from the same material that the corner of the beged is made out of. Uchtiv, and it says in our pasuk over here, semu pishtim yachtav, sounds like that you can make tzitzis out of wool and linen. So which is it? Do you make the tzitzis out of whatever the material the corner is made out of, or do you make the tzitzis out of semu pishtim? So Hakei says, how to reconcile these? Semu pishtim potrim ben beminam ben shelo beminam. You can use wool and linen, whether it's for a wool or linen beged, or even for a cotton beged. For example, if you have cotton tzitzis, you can use woolen tzitzis, or you can use cotton tzitzis. Whereas sharminim b'minim potrim, shelo b'minim ein potrim. Whereas if it comes to cotton, if you make your tzitzis out of cotton, then if the beged is made out of semer, it won't help you. Only cotton tzitzis can be used on a cotton beged, whereas semer pishtin can be used on any material. So now the Rosh explains over here that if without the knowing the word Rosho, the teachers asked Dochalot Aseh from Rova, we would have learned like this. Then you can use tzemer for a tzemer beged. You can use woolen tzitzis to put on a woolen beged. You can use woolen tzitzis to put on a cotton beged. Or you can use flax or linen to put on a linen beged. Linen tzitzis to put on a linen beged. Or linen tzitzis to put on a silk beged. But what we would not know is that you can put woolen tzitzis on a linen beged or linen tzitzis on a woolen beged. That you wouldn't know, because we would just say accomplished, that you can learn the din of Rova without having any Dira and Shatnez. So what is that? The word Rosho over here comes to teach us. The word Rosho over here comes to teach us that is Aseh Doche Lotaseh. And Aseh Doche Lotaseh says that even in the din of Rava, we also have a Doche Doche Lotaseh. And therefore, even woolen tzitzis can be put on a pishtan, on a linen beggar, and even linen tzitzis can be put on a woolen beggar. And therefore, we now know both things. So now, based on this, the Gemara says, V'hai Tana, the Mapik, the Rosho, the Lav Greido. So the one who uses the Rosho, that's the Chachamim who use the word Rosho to teach you that the Aseh of Mitzorah Zoche, the Lot Aseh of Hakafa, the Ati Aseh B'dachei Lot Aseh V'Aseh Minolon. How do they know that the Aseh comes and Zoche and Aseh and the Lot Aseh? Where do we know that from? So now, first of all, Tosfos asks, how do you know that that's true? Right? How do you know that Aseh Zoche Lot Aseh V'Aseh? That's number one. And number two is, why do they need this? Why do they need this? So the question of why they need it is because, we're going to see in a second, what happens if you have a Kohen Mitzorah? If you have a Kohen Mitzora, a Kohen has both an assay, right, of Kadoshim to you, and also has a lot of say Ufa'at Kanam Lo Yigalecho, that now they cut their beards. So in the case of a Kohen Mitzora, how do we know that the Mitzora is able to override it? So that's why we need a Limud to teach us that an assay is Doch, an assay below to assay. But why is the Gemara so sure that that's the case? He also says, oh, why do I need that? Because according to the Chachamim, how do I know Asay Docha Lota saying Kola Torah Kula? Why? Because where do they learn it from? They learn it out from Mitzora and the Lav of the Hakafa. The Lav of Hakafa is not a Lav that is Shavu Bakol. That's not a Lav that applies to every. Women are not restricted in Hakafa, and therefore it's not a Lav of Shavu Bakol. So how can we learn from there to Kola Torah Kula? And it must be that what? That the Chachamim know that from somewhere else, that Asay Docha, when it's Enu Shavu Bakol, when it's not equal, when you have a Lav that's not equal to Kol, that even Asay Docha Lota say Ve'asay. It's doch everything. And therefore, this assay doch alot assay here, if we don't need it to teach us about inner shavu b'kol, then we need to nail the inyan the shavu b'kol. It'll teach us about everywhere else in the Torah. So based on this, the chamim, or the way Tosfos is learning, the chamim, or the Gemara is certain that the chamim know that assay is doch alot assay v'assay by a lav she'enu shavu b'kol, and a lav that's not equal to all parties, meaning that either women are excluded, or in the cases of a Kohen, also women are excluded, because by that case of Enu Shavu Bakol, they're certain that Asay Docha Lo Tasei V'Asay, and certainly Asay is Docha Lo Tasei. Ah, so what is the Asay Docha Lo Tasei of Hakafa coming for? Well, that's also Shein Shavu Bakol. That I don't need, because I know that from somewhere else. Once I know it from somewhere else, then I can say that the Asay Docha Lo Tasei of Mitzora coming to override Hakafa is not only by Shein Shavu Bakol, not only by a case of Hakafa, but by Kol HaTorah Kula. Now the Gemara says, what's the source for that? So now the Gemara says, Ati Asay B'dachi Yadlot Asay V'Asay Minol Anach Kulei Mizik Zikano. Right, by the Mitzvah, we said there are extra words. There it says, Kol B'saro Et Rosho V'Zikano. So far we dashed in the word Rosho. What about the word Zikano? So the Chachamim used the word Zikano to teach me, even in the face of an Asay and a Lot Asay, Ufat Zikanam Lo Yigalechu, Yach Al Akoin Mitzvah Rakein. I would think that a Kohen is Mitzvah also may not, then what? Shave his beard off. Why may not shave his beard off? Because he has a lota say for atzkam lo yigalechu. He also has an assay of kedoshim to you. So if that's the case, why can he shave it off by a mitzvah when he has an assay mitzvah? Tamalomar zikano. That's the whole point of the word zikano. The word zikano comes to teach you that even in the face of an assay and lota say, it overrides it. That's what it says. Man, the mafik play the rosh of assay lota say. According to Rabbi Elazar, who says the word rosh already taught me that an assay is overrides an assay and lota say. Levis means zikano. Why does he need it from Rosho by a Nazir Mitzora? Let him learn it out from Zikano by a Kohen Mitzora. So the Gemara says, "Ulitameich." What type of question is that? The Kaimalan Ba'alma, we know throughout the Torah Kula, the Loati Asay V'Dachet Lota Asay V'Asay, throughout the rest of the Torah, we never say that an Asay is Docha an Asay and a Lota Asay. Why not? Leilet Mikohen to Dochi. Learn from over here, from the word Zikano, that we can learn to call a Torah Kula. Elo what? Kohen is unique. Why is Kohen unique? El Mikon Liafin, Mala Kohen Shkain Lav Shainu Shavu Bakol. You can't learn from Kohen to the rest of the Torah. Why? Because by Kohen, it's an Easter that is not equal to everybody because it only affects the male Kohanim and not the female Kohanim. Or, it only affects Kohanim and not Israelim. So since it's a Lav Shainu Shavu Bakol, we can't learn from Kohen to the rest of the Torah that Asay is Docha Lo Tasei Nasei. If that's the case, the Nazir Mikoin Nami Lo Yalif. So I also can't learn Nazir from Kohen. So because Shekain Lav Sheinu Shavu Bakol. And therefore because it's a Lav that is not equal for everyone else. Why is it Lav Sheinu Shavu Bakol? Lav Sheinu Shavu Bakol. Therefore I can't learn Nazir out from that. Therefore I need two Psukim. I need one Rosho to teach me about a Nazir that the Asay Mitzora overrides the Asay and Lot Asay of a Nazir. According to Rabbi Elazar, and I need the word Zikano for Rabbi Elazar to teach me that the Asay Mitzvah overrides the Asay and Lota Asay of Kohen. So, because I can't learn out one from the other. I can't learn out Nazir from Kohen. And we're going to see later in the Gemara, I also cannot learn out Kohen from Nazir, because we know there's a weakness in Nazir. What's the weakness in Nazir? The weakness in Nazir is that it's Ken Yesh Lo B'Sheila, that it has the ability to be undermined, it has the ability to have Hataras Nadarim done with it. So that is now, from here we can understand the position or the total picture of the position of Rabbi Eliezer at this point. So I'll just review it quickly. What is the position of Rabbi Eliezer? First of all, we said that in order to violate Tevat Kanam Lo Yigalechu, you can violate that even with a razor or with any other item that cuts, even with a malakeith or a hitni. Number two, how do we know that by a Nazir, he's only chayav if he cuts off his head, if he uses a razor? Because it says, Tar lo yavaro rosho, and then the kadosh yeh gadol peretz ha rosho, that's only adds an assay, that if you cut with a razor, you violate both an assay and a lot assay. Now, how do I know by a Mitzorah that a Mitzorah must cut with a razor? That I have because of the limit of Rosho. The limit of Rosho tells me, even when he's a Nazir Mitzorah, I tell him that he's allowed to violate the Isser of Nazir in order to cut, to do the Assay of Mitzorah. Well, the only reason I would be violating the Isser of Nazir when I'm cutting with Mitzorah is if I'm cutting with a tar. Because if I didn't cut with a tar, I wouldn't be in violation of the Isser of Nazir. So the only way I'm in violation is if I use a tar. So that's how I know that you must use a razor for a Mitzorah. Now, how do I know that the Mitzorah is Zachi, the Lav, when you cut off the Mitzorah, of Lo Takifu Pa'at Roshchem? Now, that can be for one of... how do I know that the Mitzorah is Docha, the Isser of Lo Takifu Pa'at Roshchem? And how do I know the Mitzorah is Docha, the Isser of Pa'at Kanam Lo Yigalechu? So, Vaat Kanam Lo Yigalechu, we know because that's a Docha Lo Tasei. And that's when I say overrides the Lo Tasei. Well, what about the... Where do we know I say Docha Lo Tasei from? That we know from... The pasuk of Gedilim Tata Lecha that tzitzis by Samarim Pishtim, since wool and linen are allowed, chatnis is allowed to be put on tzitzis, so we know that as simple as say will be doche a lotase. So what about the fact that a nazir or a mitzorah can be doche the lav of hakavas kol rosh? So that we have two possibilities by Rabbi Elazar. Either one possibility is that say doche lotase and it's not a problem because he holds that hakavas kol rosh kol shma hakava. Or because he holds a kavas kol rosh, which the sugya in Memalot actually seems to indicate, is Rabbi Elazar believes that a kavas rosh lo shma hakafa, and therefore there's no stira. Now, what about a kohen mitzorah, and what about a nazir mitzorah? By a kohen mitzorah and a nazir mitzorah, not only do I have a lav, but I also have an assay. So how do I know that the assay is docha the lot assay and the assay by kohen mitzorah, and how do I know the assay is docha the lot assay and the assay by a nazir mitzorah? So that's why we have the two psukim. We have zkano and we have rosho. Rosho teaches me that even a nazir mitzorah is allowed to get all of his hair cut, and the word zkano teaches me that even a kohen mitzorah is allowed to get his entire beard cut off, even though he's violating assay and lot assay. And we could not learn one from the other. Why can't we learn one from the other? Kohen from nazir we can't learn because yeshno b'sheila. The Nazir has a weakness that it is, what, you can do Atarz Nadarim by it. And the Kohen has a weakness that we can't learn from Kohen because it's a lav shenu shavu b'kol. It's not a lav that's equal for all people. Well, now you say, well, how do we, what about Torah Kol, Torah Kula? Maybe Aseh should be Docha Lot Aseh V'Aseh. So we can't because both Kohen and Nazir have a weakness. They're both lav shenu shavu b'kol, number one, possibly by lav d'akafa, or they both have a Kula. And because of that Kula, that's what allows the Aseh to be Docha Lot Aseh V'Aseh. But Kola Torah Kula, that is not true. So that is the position of Rabbi Elazar. Now the Gemara is going to continue. We also now know the position of the Chachamim. The Gemara here is going to continue, and this next piece of the Gemara deviates a little bit from the Gemara Memalas. So what I'm going to quickly do is review the position of the Chachamim, and then we'll read this last Gemara to understand how this Gemara deviates from that which they did in Memalas. So the position of the Chachamim is that I'm, only in violation of at the kanam leigalechu if I cut with a razor, as opposed to Rabbi Elazar says you can cut with anything. But according to the Chachamim, only when I cut my beard with a razor is it asur. But they also believe by a nazir that a nazir can be in violation of cutting his hair, even if he cuts like Rabbi Yoshia, even if he cuts with other items besides a razor, because tar lo yavar rosho teaches me the lav of a razor. But kadosh yeh gadol parasar rosho teaches me that there's even asay by other items. Now, how do I know that a Mitzorah must can't cut his hair with a tar? I know that because of the word zekano. By the word zekano, what does it say? It teaches me that even the face of the Isru of Fa'atakam lo yigalechu, the Mitzorah can still cut off his beard. Oh, wait, a beard, you're only in violation of cutting your beard when you use a razor. So it must be that a Mitzorah is using a razor, because I need a specific pasuk to teach me that Mitzorah overrides the Isru of Fa'atakam lo yigalechu. That's where they know that a Mitzorah is Docha de Lav of Atzkanam Lo Yigalechu. Now, where do they know that a Mitzorah is Docha de Lav of Hakafas Kol Rosh? How do we know that a Mitzorah overrides the simple Lav of Hakafas Kol Rosh? That they know from the word Rosho. They know that out, so that's how they know Atzei Docha Lo Tasei, because the Atzei of Mitzorah overrides the Isur of Hakafah. Now, for the Chachamim, how do we know that Atzei is Docha both an Atzei and a lotase, because they use both the words zikano, right, to teach me, number one, that the Mitzorah overrides the Isser of Platzakanam Legalechu, but also to teach us that a Mitzorah cuts with a tar, with a razor. And they also use the word Rosho already to teach us that a Nazir, right, is overrides the Isser of Hakafa, of Lotakifot Pakroshkem, which is a simple lav. So where they know that Asse is Doche Asse Velotase. That the Gemara answers up, or Tosfos answers up, based on our Gemara's here, and then Chet, and there's the Tosfos also on Mem Aleph. That, how do we know that a Kohen Mitzora is Doche, the Pasuk Hanam? Because there you have an Aseh and a Lot Aseh. That we also learn out from the word Zekano. Because just like Zekano teaches to me about a plain Mitzora, the word Zekano also teaches about a Kohen Mitzora. And what the Gemara says, or the Tosfos says, that's Mikre Male Dibera Kotuf. The Pasuk just says Tam Mitzora. Right, and since it says Tav, it means whether he's a Kohen or whether he is a Nazir or whether he's anything else, no matter what he is, we're going to say that Kano allows him to override it. And the same will be true now of a Nazir or Mitzora. Well, how do we know that a Nazir and a Mitzora overrides the Aseh and Lo Taseh? So either you learn that out from the word Rosho, and we can say the same thing like we said by Kano. When it says Rosho, the Pasuk doesn't say what type of Rosh we're talking about here, but it's the Rosh of a Mitzora or a Mitzora Nazir. I mean, it's Mikre Malay Dibera Kotuv. The Pasuk is dealing with both issues, and we're going to see this in a second in our Gemara, that the Gemara gives such a suggestion. Or, because it says that Ein Svar Lachan Lachalik Bein Lav Echad L'Shnei Lavim. What's the difference between one Lav and two Lavim? Although the problem really is that it's not just one Lav and two Lavim, there's also an Aseh over here. But that will learn out from the Aseh of the Kano from a Kohen. So that will be the position of the Chachamim. Now, back to our Gemara. Now our Gemara asks, which is, according to the one who says, now we're going to go back. The one who sets up High Rosha Ben Nazir, who's that? That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer uses it for Nazir. Why? Because he says it's a Nazir Mitzorah. So, Obdoche Aseh Velotaseh. So, Tosas over here says, why did the Gemara change its Lashon? Before, when the Gemara wants to talk about that Bryce, it talks about the Bryce of Aseh Lotaseh. Now, someone says, Rosha Ben Nazir. Why did it change its language? So I want to suggest the reason the Gemara changed its language over here is because now the Gemara is going to deviate from the position of Rabbi Eliezer, and the Gemara is going down a different path. The Gemara is going to say, in Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, even according to those who hold that you only violate Ufa'atzakanam lo yigalechu when you cut with a tar, right, when you cut with a razor, and therefore, right, where do they know that a Mitzora is cutting with a razor? So we're going to see in a second, not like Rabbi Eliezer believes. Rabbi Eliezer believes that he learns it out from Nazir, because the Nazir only violates cutting his hair by a razor. But there are many Rishonim, we know, Rabbi Yoshi and many of the Tanoim believe that a Nazir violates even when he doesn't use a tar. So where do they know tar from? So what basically they're going to do, the Gemara here is going to assume, let's say if we take the position of Rabbi Eliezer, but we're not going to learn tar, razor by Mitzora from Nazir, but we're going to learn razor by Mitzora from unlike the position of Rabbi Eliezer. That's exactly what the Gemara asks over here. So the Gemara says, like Rabbi Eliezer, why do I need the word Zekano? And Tosa says, again, that this Gemara is, the Gemara in the end is going to say, well, we need it, because we can't learn Zekano from Rosho, or Rosho from Zekano. And the Gemara just asked this question above, that we need it for Zekano and Rosho. So Gemara says, Zekano mi ba'ilei de Ketanya, I need it for the price of Zekano. Ma'atel mor v'shnever pat Zekanam le'igaleichu, yachol apkoen mitzor, okay, tamal amr Zekano. Minelan betar, where do I know it's from a razor? Tanya, fat Zekanam le'igaleichu. I would think that even when you cut with scissors, you'd be in violation of that you're not allowed to cut off shechut. I think that a shkasa could work even if you pluck them out or you use some sort of plane to take them off. What is the type of cutting or shaving that has destruction? I mean, it's a tar. Tar only accomplishes both giluach, shaving, and hashchoto of taking it out from the roots. That's only done with a tar. So now, according to that, these opinions, they use the word kano to teach me about tar. According to one who says that high rosho is for a lav by itself, lama lemichtav rosho, but lama lemichtav zikano. Why do I need both rosho and zikano? Why don't I just say the word Rosho? And if I have the word Rosho, I'm going to know both that it's over Mitzorah overrides a Lotasei, and that Mitzorah overrides an Asei and a Lotasei. Why? Because the Pasuk of Mitzorah, it can be referring to, as the Rush points out here, down in the Rush, he says, Lichtov Zekano, the Mashma Ben Yisrael, the Ikalav Greda, means both in Yisrael that has a Lav Greda, Ben Bekoin, the Ikalav Asei. So I can learn everything out from the words Kano. So why do I need the word Rosho to teach me about Aseh Docholot Aseh? So Gemara says, no problem. That I need. Hilkach. Shogol, but Yishneim, and you can learn both of them out of the word Kano. So Gemara says, no, I can't do this. Koin min Nazir lo yalev shken yishno b'sheila. I can't learn out a koin from Nazir because that is a weakness by Nazir. That what? That you have a ability to be a Matir Nizarim. Nazir mi koin lo yalev. I can't learn out a Nazir from koin because lav shein shavet bakol. We can't learn from anywhere else. And you can't learn from them to other people from other places in Shas that you say because of what? Because they have both have a kula associated with them, and that kula won't let us learn to anywhere else. So Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz over here points out that the Gemara seems to be answering according to one who learns Rosho and Zekano over here, both for Nazir and for Mitzora Kohen and Mitzora Nazir, which sounds like Rabbi Elazar's opinion. So then, based on this, Rabbeinu Peretz says that everybody agrees that Rosho and Zekano is what teaches us both Kohen and Yisrael by Mitzora, and also teaches Nazir and Yisrael by Rosho. And you can learn all of them out. And then each one, that's why we have these extra limudim here. This extra limudim, Asei Docholot, Asei for the Chachamim. Why is that Asei Docholot, Asei able to be used for Kol HaTorah Kula? Because I would have known it from the Pasuk of Rosh Ho. I really would have known that by itself. So that fair, the extra lav allows me to apply it not only by Nazir, but allows me to apply it to Kol HaTorah Kula, even though there's a weakness by a Nazir. And therefore, everyone in the end is going to hold that Mikre Mole Ziper HaKosuf. Whereas the opinions in the Gemara in Mem Aleph does not sound like that. The Gemara in Mem Aleph seems to separate between Rosho and Zekano. But over here, in the end, the Gemara seems to pile all the opinions together, but Rabbi Elazar Nachamim tries to create some sort of path that allows each side to hold like the other side, or each side to fix into or work into the brightot of the other side. Okay, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow.